All right, we have arrived at the F word. Finally, we get to talk about one of the biggest mysteries in life. A woman's feelings. This is another case where men and women are not a version of each other. We're not a version of each other. And I didn't know that until the umpteenth time that a man expressed to me that he just didn't understand why women made such a big deal about their feelings. And that why was it that women would take this thing that was on the periphery and move it to the center and treat it like it was the most important thing in life? And it had me start to distinguish, well, what are our feelings? What are they? So I'm going to describe a woman's feelings to you. And if you're a woman, the thing to do would be just to see, does this fit? Does this fit for you? Does this express something for you? Because even though we talk about what we are feeling a lot, women never talk about what our feelings are in the first place. And I'm going to describe our feelings and how our feelings work and what happens when we're having great feelings and what happens when our feelings are hurt. Now, as a man, this is just another one of 20-something things you have to see if you can get your head around. And again, I'm going to say some things that will explain a lot about the past and could be really upsetting for you to hear. And like I said this morning, you couldn't have known. Especially about this, you could not have known. So please forgive yourself in advance. You couldn't have known. So women have this connection to the eternal. And what keeps us connected to the eternal is our feelings. And our feelings don't exist in the same place that men's feelings seem to exist. For example, I've asked men, where in your body do you experience happiness? Usually they look at me kind of strangely. And many of them don't know. Like, they just can't identify it. And then I'll say, well, see if this fits. And so far they've all said, oh, yeah. So what it seems is that as a man, when you experience happiness, where you feel it physically is right across here and up into your neck. So there's like this, we call it puffing up. When a man is happy, he puffs up. There's something that happens to his shoulders and his neck. There's this, yes, does that fit? So it's this experience that happens across here, and it's an experience of happiness and it's an experience of power. They go together. The happiness and the power, they come together. And when a man has an experience of ecstasy, which ecstasy is a big happy, that's all ecstasy is, it's just a big happy. When a man has an experience of ecstasy, it overflows, it overwhelms this part of your body, and it goes out your arms and out your hands. And so when a man experiences ecstasy, you'll see him do things like, yes, you know, or he'll jump up and hit the beam, you know, or he'll do the Rocky, da, 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 right? Or there's a high five, or there's a, or there's a, or there's a, right? It just like goes, yes? Can you, raise your hand, you can relate. Yeah, it just goes, and it just goes right out your body can't hold it, it goes right out your hands. And that's where happiness happens for you. And men have said other things about where they experience fear, you know, like they have fear in a different place, or they have worry in a different place, or they have sadness in a different place. It's different places in your body that these feelings get located.